Can you hear that?
Yes.
Bass.
It is, yeah.
Okay, councillors, welcome everyone to our special council meeting held on the 17th of February. I welcome the members of the gallery as well that we have present this evening. Apologies and leave of absence.
Two apologies this evening, Madam Mayor, Councillor Malik and Councillor Mendez.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Councillors, item two, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor. Nil. Councillors, will move along to item three, presentation of staff report 3.1, contract 19/055 Cobblebank Indoor Stadium Construction. And we'll be hearing from Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This obviously does relate to the what's known as the Cobblebank Indoor Stadium, which will be, if endorsed this evening, constructed on the corner of Ferris and Bridge Road in Cobblebank. This has been subject to previous budgets of where the council has provided up to $4 million to date towards a design and engagement and consultation for this project. The project is six courts. It also includes amenities provided and required for the six courts, the seating, the reception, the social spaces, and obviously most importantly, the external spaces which contribute quite a sum towards the package, which is the car parking and the landscaping on that side. Council has awarded this contract, or the design contract, some time ago to Mantric Architects. The facility itself has been through a tender process, and I'll just work you through that so you have some comfort. In July 2019, the expression of interest was released to gauge the interest from construction industries or companies, if you like, and ultimately shortlist a select number of contractors. This process took place and effectively shortlisted it to eight. There was 18 that showed interest initially towards this project. So eight were shortlisted. Those shortlisted companies, if you like, are listed on page 5 of this report. Then from then, the officers went through the process again and recommended to interview six of the eight. And that was due to costings, etc., and a whole criteria. The project itself, financially, at the minute, is the financials are listed on page 6. As I indicated earlier, there's been $4 million allocated in previous budgets to where we have now, and tonight seeking endorsement of the contract and obviously the provision of additional monies to complete the construction project. The construction contract that we're proposing to award this evening is $26,683,000, so quite a sum of money for this project, and is pretty consistent with our quantity surveyor costs that we've been working through with our capital works team and all of our officers. The evaluation is listed in more detail in the confidential appendix of this report, councillors, so it gives you more detail of the journey and the weighing, and obviously why we selected certain companies. The contract itself does include a retractable seating component, and that component equates to about $547,000. The contract that we're proposing to award, or we're seeking Council's endorsement this evening to award, is for inclusive of that retractable seating. So the recommendation that you see for the sum of $26.683 million, and that is exclusive of GST, includes the tender option for that 1,000 retractable seating product, and that's been costed accordingly with all the tenderers. So the recommendation, Councillor, without going on much longer, it's been through a long journey, this process. It's taken a long time to come to get to tonight, is to award contract what's known as 19055 for the construction of the Cobble Bank Indoor Stadium to H-Troon Proprietary Limited for the sum of $26,683,408,000, exclusive of GST, which does include the option for the retractable seating, and delegate the Chief Executive Officer the execution of all the requirements and necessary contract documentation. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Is there any councillor who seeks any clarification? Councillor Turner.
Morning. Once the extra 1,000 seats are there as well, there'll be quite a few attendees. Do we know how many car parks there are going to be? Because it just doesn't state in here the number of car parks. Just wondering if you knew.
No, I can get.
There's going to be ample car parking if the extra 1,000.
Yeah. So the car parking is taken into account, the extra 1,000 seating.
It does. Okay.
As you know, the 1,000 seating is for special major club events. So that's been taken into account with our planning department to determine that we have the right number of car parks.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Ramsey?
If we're ready, I'd be honoured to move this. This is something the township's been waiting for a long time, and this is something the local council can actually deliver.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Ramsey has moved the motion. Before I ask for a second, is there any other councillor
yes.
that seeks any further clarification?
Yes, please,
Councillor Ibushi?
Just in relation, and this is a standard Ibushi question, I suppose, but in relation to the local content aspect, I note that this particular company has completed recent projects, the Kurrunjang Community Hub and the Timbertop Children and Community Centre. Is there any way that we can... such a huge project, $26 million. Is there any way that we can measure or see what they've submitted in relation to how they are going to fulfil the 10% weighting, I suppose, on the local content?
I know that it's been raised with every submission that's submitted, and the panel has raised that question with all of them. This is quite a unique product itself because of the amount of concrete construction that's in this and the steel. The company that we're recommending has its own steel company. The question was also asked about the precast or the concrete panels in this, and even the local provider as far as major stuff has indicated that they probably wouldn't be tendering for that according to our builders, so it would be a product that would even come from interstate is my understanding. But we did say that where possible, that most of their spending, and it wouldn't be uncommon, I would think, to have $2-4 million spending in the municipality on a project of this size, that would encourage that where possible. But a lot of the major stuff, some of it will be around the township, local providers, but a lot will maybe out.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Councillors, if there's no further questions, I have a mover. Councillor Ramsey moved the motion. Do I have
seconded a motion? No.
Seconded by Councillor Turner. Is there any councillor who opposes the motion? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against?
Could I call a division, Madam Mayor?
I declare the motion carried. Councillor Ramsey has called for a division. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesic, Councillor Carley, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Sabia, Councillor Turner, I declare the motion carried.
Madam Mayor, may I say a few words in relation to this project?
Yes, you can. Councillor Ibushi.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Obviously, this has been a long time coming for our community, and there's been some really big supporters here tonight from councillors who have, you know, really advocated and met with community members. But there is one councillor here that's also not a former councillor that's not here tonight, who I'd like to acknowledge, Councillor DeSantis, who was very passionate about this, and it's a shame that she didn't get to see it to fruition, but hopefully when we start construction and go through the process and have a formal opening, that hopefully she'll be invited to enjoy her time at, you know, advocating for the project. So,
Madam Mayor, can I acknowledge Councillor DeSantis' commitment to the project as well? But could I say that there have been a number of Coburn Ward councillors that have been doing it for a number of years. It's been on our books for about 10 years, and I'd like to acknowledge not just Councillor DeSantis, but every Coburn Ward councillor for the last two terms.
Thank you, Councillor Ibushi. Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. I'll declare the meeting closed at 11 past 7, and I'd just like to thank the members of the gallery who are here this evening for attending. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Good night, Alan.